Welcome and thanks for listening. Here at Oddcast, we are very grateful to live and record in the beautiful Pacific Northwest on the current ancestral and unceded lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Grayson's just going to reach for something. Oh, wait, no, you're fine.
What?
Sorry. Welcome back, listeners, as we come back to the podcast, to Only Wizards in the Dungeon podcast.
Just grabbing a tissue?
Yeah, grab a tissue. Just
a tissue?
Party.
A tissue. A little tissue. Got a little nasal dripping.
I like to call it tissue.
Nothing contagious?
You're
nothing.
Fine.
Does that bring up traumatic memories?
Trauma. Well, before we get into the episode, everyone, how's everyone doing? Welcome back, Will and Grayson. I'm now using that order because last episode.
No, you gotta, I can't wait for that to die.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. How are you two doing?
I mean, look, because I've noticed you don't have your pumpkins anymore outside.
Oh my god! We're pulling them.
My name's Kevin. I'm the host, and I removed some pumpkins from my deck last
some
week.
Some 6-month-old moldy ass pumpkins.
It was an experience.
You want to share this with us?
What
story?
Happened?
What a lovely tale.
After being shamed by myself in this podcast, I was like, I should go and see what they're up to. I should poke them
with a stick. Yeah, investigate.
I investigated. So my investigation, I accidentally removed the top bit of like the stalk of one of the pumpkins. Oh. This released the smell.
It was expanding like a balloon in there.
Yeah, it was in the pumpkins. There's actually maybe some bits of pumpkin still out there. You see the skin? I haven't touched it because I needed it to die before I could.
Oh, you need the sun to cure it, to clarify it. You need the sun to fucking.
Use UV radiation to destroy
it. Disinfect it. Yeah, you need it. Totally. Sun is the best. Sunlight's the best disinfectant.
Yeah.
So kills then, everything.
So I literally.
Why is it moving?
My problem. That's a lie. My problem was that I took off the top and I found out that the problem was the bottom had fused to the stone.
Oh, you
but
poor
the top
thing.
Was still movable, but it was chunky like it was literally like
the roots.
Like the skin was stuck.
That's
and then
fucked
the
crazy.
The actual flesh had become like pumpkin pie, like in a can, where it was so mushy and soft and chunky, but it was hot. It was hot to the touch. And as I removed the pumpkin and put it into a bag.
There's a chemical reaction happening in there.
The smell was very bad. And I have horrible sense of smell. So I was okay, but I was like, if anyone could smell...
The whole elevator, the whole building smelled like
if anyone could smell, it would be awful. I put it in a plastic bag.
If anybody could smell. Every other person.
Every other person.
Although today I have a little bit of blockage, so I didn't even notice.
Did you
notice there was a pumpkin smell?
Oh, I have no smell senses at all.
So there we go.
So apparently the majority of people can't smell. So
it's the gay people. No. The gay people. That's the cost.
100% of people can't smell. That's what I've learned today
Grayson,
at this table with
Rick. That's the cost of being gay.
The cost of enjoying... males. So I had to peel it off and scoop it with my hands with gloves, and then I had to put it in a plastic bag. I double bagged.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I had to pour a water bucket.
Was it burning through the plastic?
It was.
Did you need a specific type of plastic for that acid?
No,
right? Because the acid just burns through plastic.
Yeah, it was fine. It was
okay.
But I had to put it in the corner, and then I had to put like soap in a. In a big container or in like a plastic bin with lots of water.
Yeah.
So I just diluted it with a little water and I just soaked the gloves in it. And then I like cleaned whatever I had to clean. And I poured
like
it all
it.
Over the
stone. Oh yeah, yeah,
stone
yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah,
just to kill bacteria.
Yeah, get that soap in there. Start breaking it down. The enzymes breaking all that.
Yeah.
Anyway. You know what I just realized is that this this envelope I'm looking on that has a quote at the bottom that we all thought was from Macbeth or Hamlet or something.
Yeah.
Is literally just a ye olde version of the Olive Garden motto.
No, it is.
When you're here, we're family.
Yeah.
No.
It is. Oh
you my fucking
God. You motherfucker.
Read it out again. Tell me what it was.
When all of ye are here, Verily, thy are all family.
Yes.
No. When you're here, we're family.
Yeah.
When you're here, you're family.
Yeah, yeah. I made sure to make it as close to a Shakespearean absurd quote as possible, absurd, which is why you thought it was from Macbeth. But no.
But it's from Olive Garden.
It's Olive Garden. Don't sue me, please. I'm okay. I declare. What's that thing? Artists, when you're using something.
Oh, like
creative license.
Creative
something?
License. Yeah. I declare creative license.
Yeah. I declare creative license.
Well, I do declare creative license over this TTRPG, but just because I didn't mention it last creative time, Ethan, license directly, because I don't think I forgot to tell this in the episode. I mentioned it in passing. We're playing Perils and Princesses, and I think I should probably say, hey, this is a TTRPG.
Oh, yeah, if you want to ever play this, it's a TTRPG you can actually play.
It's a real game. Yeah, it's a real game. I didn't make it up.
Okay, well, hold on. There's no beavers, there's no meatballs, there's no...
Well, actually, kitchen magic is a real thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
The powers are all correct, but I did change the name of some of the food powers. Like, it's supposed to be like a concoction.
That's golden.
I want to eat glass one day. Anyway.
You want to eat glass?
Hold on, what was that? You want to eat glass?
It's just, listen, I'm sipping on this water, and I have this, intrusive thought of biting on this
fucking
thing.
I'm not even kidding. I've eaten glass. Cal doesn't know this. This would have been great. We have had how many episodes of fun facts of our past campaign? And I've never mentioned that I've eaten glass. Yeah, I was really into magic when I was younger.
Oh, no.
And I would do I still do, stupid tricks every once in a while. But there's a trick. It's not really a trick. It's just a performance art thing.
Yeah.
Where you take really thin glass, light bulbs or whatever, things that have very thin glass, and you chew on it with your molars, your back molars, and you just crush it into fine sand, and then you just drink water and you swallow it, and totally fine.
Wow.
I don't recommend this to anybody. Don't do this at home.
Unless you're a Nazi.
But if you're badass, if you're into magic and you're into, you just can't get off any other way.
Yeah.
But David Blaine actually, his back right molars, I think, are completely just worn down to almost to where the root was. He was having problems because he did that trick so often. He'd be chewing glass.
That seems like a stupid idea. Why would I ever be like, I will give myself dental problems?
No, you wouldn't, but you're not a world-class magician. His entire career is presenting the world with wonder and magical merriment.
Yeah. You know,
and paying dentists a lot of money.
Listen, I would not want to sacrifice parts of my body to succeed in
who said you wanted to eat glass.
No. I would do it for free, but I wouldn't.
I won't do it for money.
I swear, if somebody paid me.
No.
Never in a million years.
Money, get fucked. I don't want that.
That's fucking bald.
I want the claim. Wow.
That's hardcore.
That's very hardcore. Well, I guess we can get back to the game.
Yes, sorry.
So, no, it's all good. Strudel is probably something that the family, the Carol Custard Baggins makes, and that's on topic.
Strudel. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Godmother. All right. Do we have a mission recap from Carlos?
Yes. Carlos stepping in here. The agency has tasked Agent Umber and Agent Gumbaj Yellow with the following quest. A prince has been kidnapped during the Bright Castle Ball. Their families are suspected of kidnapping them. They must find them to clear their family of suspicion. Agent Umber is tasked with embodying the avatar Princess Chicken Parmigiano from the Kingdom of Alfredo. And Agent Gumbaj Yellow is tasked with embodying the avatar Princess Glog Glog McGloglin from the Kingdom of Muckburg. For agents currently going through the grueling onboarding process, Agent Umber and Gumbaj Yellow have secret objectives to complete as their avatars. Neither can share the details of these objectives according to agency analysts. Agent Umber, as Princess Chicken Parmigiano, must find true love to complete the mission. In addition, the agency has requested they try and get their fellow agent to guess a terrible secret without directly telling them. Their secret is that both Princess Chicken and the whole Don Parmigiano family are animated food golems created accidentally by the fairy godmother, Carol Custard Baggins. Agent Gumbaj Yellow, as Princess Glog Glog McGloglin, must protect Princess Chicken from true love to complete the mission. In addition, the agency has requested they try and get their fellow agent to guess a terrible secret without directly telling them. Their secret is that they accidentally sat on and flattened the dog of Princess La Flamme. They hid the dog in a location decided by the agent. Agent Gumbaj Yellow has successfully completed this request. According to our records, the agent successfully attended the ball and saw chaos ensue as it was revealed both the crown of the first princess and the visiting prince, Harvey Heartthrob, had gone missing. With their family suspected due to convenient evidence found in Harvey's room, they agreed to investigate and find both the prince and the crown, with an onyx weasel statue as their only lead. Currently in Castle's shadow, the agents have been threatened by a crew of orphans demanding money, while Carol Custardbaggins is distracted down a nearby alley.
So I have a question, like, since orphans are technically, like, bad, I guess, by... Well, are they bad or are they just trying to feed themselves? Because I was just about to shit talk those orphans and call them names.
Sorry, did you just say, like, orphans? We all know orphans are bad. Is that where you started your
I mean, listen.
That's where you started. That's like the base reality that you started from, is that orphans are bad. Are they just, oh, maybe not so much. They're just trying to feed themselves.
I mean, the thing is, it doesn't assume.
What do you think Oliver's about?
Yeah, true.
A demon child.
You're like whispering this and one goes, are you talking to me? My name's Oliver. Oh, how do you know my name?
I like to read the fancy fairy tales.
Yeah, my name's Oliver Twisted Ankles. What's up?
Your ankles look mighty mangled.
I can barely walk.
Do you think that I could outrun you?
Well, you won't be able to outrun Tommy Christmas Tree over there. And we got a whole crew here. We got a whole crew. We got Tommy Christmas Tree. We got myself, Oliver Twisted Ankles.
Are you very hungry, orphans?
No, we're hired. We have a job.
You okay, don't wait. Want a heavy meatball.
wait, 1 second. Is Johnny the Christmas tree? The Christmas tree because, like, they don't have a Christmas tree, so they just dress him up and make him just stand in a corner.
That's
like,
what he is now, but I found that's very funny.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like, why would he be a Christmas tree? Anyway.
And you see there's four orphans as you're talking to them.
Listen.
One who's holding the knife.
Oh,
one who is, again, wearing a hastily made Christmas tree costume that looks like they're in a third grade play.
Hastily made. Fantastic. I can just imagine somebody rushing to make that. For what reason are they in a rush for?
I mean, they're orphans. Orphans are always in a rush.
Yeah. They're always in a rush, right? They're always looking for their next meal.
Wait, no, stop. This is so bad. Please don't cancel us.
We already were canceled when we mentioned what we mentioned at the beginning of this
episode. You started this, you know.
The third one looks like Annie from the musical Annie if she never got picked up by Andy, the guy Warbucks, and instead was like scrounging on the street. So she's looking a little worse for wear, very frazzled hair.
Oh my God.
And she's got like a pair of nunchucks.
Okay.
And
sense.
One person who appears, the last orphan appears to be somebody who is has two, what are they called?
Crutches.
Yes,
crutches. So, here you go.
You see one, the last
I
one.
I just like has, to watch you mime that for a minute.
You have one that it has crutches and appears to have one fused wooden leg. And
wait, fused?
And you don't know how that's what's happening there. And there's a little bit of like some woodiness to their skin. And they're
are they crutches or are they hiking poles? He's only got one leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you better tell me who you work for.
They work for me.
Wouldn't that be a twist?
I'm ready to fight them. I'm ready to beat up some orphans. Always wanted to say that.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is that what you just want? The orphans to be evil so that you can beat up on some orphans.
No,
this is our job. Is just your Westworld, isn't it? I don't give a fuck with this. Yeah.
So you see that they hold the knife and say, "We're from the meanest school on the streets. We're from Miss Frazzle's Street School for Exceptional Orphans."
Oh my God, no!
You better take that to the bank.
Exceptional orphans.
I believe all exceptional. You look very exceptional. Your knife work is next to none.
Yes, you're... Wait, how do I speak? I forgot. Am I like this or something?
You speak like a... Like, I'm
Glog. Glog, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm Glog. Look, you're very good at orphaning, clearly.
I know, I'm a professional orphan.
I can't take this seriously. Yes.
I'm so good with my knives. I can strike a person in the back from 25 yards.
Oh.
Did you say special abilities are things you can do without... or you need dice for those?
You know what? I want to be friends with those fucking orphans, okay? Can I... Wait, do I need to roll?
A lot of them look like they have dice. I can see.
So I have... You do have to.
My innate ability is called Fast Friends. And it basically says that I am naturally friendly and likable. I have advantage on my virtue tests to make friends, negotiate truces, and ask for favors of friendly endeavors. Or other friendly endeavors.
Yeah, so you could try to use one of your virtues to calm the situation down and maybe have them be less hostile.
How do you use resolve to calm the situation down?
You just like come up with a resolution.
You do like friendly sparring session, or
no? You just come up with a good resolution for everybody. That's
yeah.
Then the issue is resolved.
You help them in some way.
Not that kind of resolve, bitch.
Well, how would you like to know if you actually have any parents?
What? No. No, we gave up that life.
We gave up that life?
I can tell you whether or not you have any parents that love you.
What?
Yes, I can.
All of them look a little like, what? That what?
I can tell you the divine answer to this question.
I don't understand what resolve means. Like, can anyone explain what
that
word means?
I can tell you what resolve does.
Yeah, I think resolve here is like... It's just sort of like a catch-all term for when you're... It's like your like, determination.
Yeah.
I have it here. One sec.
I think that's what it is. Like, you're just determined in every way. Like, determined in that you can get physically determined. Like, you get hit.
I see what you mean.
And you're like,
mean.
You
yeah,
don't
yeah.
quit. But also resolve as in, like, you don't get easily discouraged either. You're like, you don't get... You got high strength,
oh my God,
but you're also...
I know what I'll do.
Resolve, yeah.
Okay, I'll give... Do you want me to tell... I can tell you what resolve does,
no,
by the
I don't
way.
Need to, because I already know what it is.
Okay.
And I will use it.
I can tell you what it actually
no,
is.
Listen, I will... No, 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 I do not need to, because...
Carlos, we don't need you in the field.
To get promoted in this job, you have to show...
But you already know what you're doing before...
Initiative.
Anyone's ever told
yeah, yeah,
you.
Well, hold on. To get promoted in this job, you gotta show initiative. Exactly. You know, you gotta think ahead, you know, and understand the assignment before it's explained. Therefore,
like I said, resolve.
I'm gonna use
Carlos
my
here,
resolve
by the way.
By...
To get promoted, you have to show resolve.
I'm gonna show my resolve by giving a pep talk to those orphans about how great of orphans they are and how they don't need no parents. It's fucking like lame and outdated kind of shit.
No, I feel like Carlos is going to interrupt you and say that's not that resolve.
I will let you roll a virtue,
yes.
But I will tell you what virtue you're actually
oh,
rolling
bitch.
After you roll.
Oh my God.
That's
okay.
Great.
Is it a d20?
A d20. You roll
yeah,
under.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. And I rolled a 3.
Well, what's your grace?
10.
So you pass, but you are not using resolve. You're basically trying to de-escalate a situation, which is grace, because that shows your ability to navigate
okay,
delicate
what is
social
resolve? Tell
situations.
Me whatever. Hypothetically.
Resolve, according to Carlos speaking.
Grace
here,
is kind of like charm. Like, you could be like your persuasion. It could
yeah.
be like...
Okay, I'm ESL, but I'm not that ESL.
I need gambage. I can't believe you're speaking about
Carlos,
your...
Carlos, make another note.
Your history, your past. Making it up, don't worry. Resolve is in fact your courage and ability to endure pain and to take decisive action.
Okay, yes, yeah. Fair. I mean, I'm already showing courage just by existing near orphans. Like, I feel like a princess is
yeah,
not on
yeah, they're absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. For sure.
With a fucking
look,
small paring knife. This
look, I just want a little backstory here, okay? I know that my name is Gambage Yellow. I used to, when before I got transferred to this, you know, company from my previous employment, I used
oh, yeah?
to
You're
go by...
employed? I find that hard to believe.
I used to go by Gambage Spotnik. You know, I was perhaps maybe an Eastern European, like, agent.
Dog.
You know, also, you know, they did used to call me G-Spot yeah. because it's easier. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, things just didn't work out.
Gambage Spot.
Wow. It's so funny sure. that these are all accurate records I'm pulling up. So that's true. I wouldn't expect that to happen from our Krakow division. Okay, sure.
That's actually true.
I mean, supposedly, well, I'm seeing conflicting information, but like maybe. possibly.
Don't even know who I'm working with.
It's your boy G-Spot. What do you mean?
It's your boy G-Spot.
Yeah, yeah. So the
ready to serve. I mean, ready to work. I don't know. Oh ready to do something.
The orphans kind of pause. And they look at you. The Annie equivalent, which is her last name is equivalent, so Annie equivalent.
Okay.
She puts her number. The Annie equivalent. And of course the partially tree individual with the one wooden
Wouldn't
leg.
Wouldn't you like to know if you have a papa and mama equivalent?
Well, what if they have like two papas or two mamas? You know, it's like we can't be stuck in old ways.
Timothy Twisted Ankles looks at you and says, "I." And you see the other orphans look at him and go, "No, don't do it, Timothy. Miss Frazzle will be angry with you. She's given us everything. She's given us a home and a job and skills." And he goes, "But I have to know. I have to know why my ankles are so messed up."
Is it genetic?
Yeah. And this person's been so, he seems chill. Or they she seems are they seem chill.
I'm a lady.
Yeah, she seems chill. So I feel like I should.
Why can't you just be a fun loving musical orphans that busk for money?
Because it's bullshit. It's all a lie. We live in the reality, the real world, where we don't get happy endings. Happy endings are for people who sing.
That's okay. You can sing a sad song.
Happy endings are for people with parents. No.
That's true. For them, at least. For us, in front of them.
You can sing a sad songs.
When I first met you, I tried to use like three accents. Maybe stealing and using a fake identity is not for me. Maybe I could be something else. And you see the other orphans look at him and go, "Oh, you shouldn't do it, man. You shouldn't do it." "Yeah, I'll do it. Tell me.
Allow me to brew some tea."
How do you brew tea?
Brew tea.
You like pull out I make a fire
with
in
my
street.
Kitchen magic.
Okay, I guess like find some
You're
wood.
You're just like, that's what I do.
I always have herbs for making tea in my pocket somewhere. It doesn't take any inventory
and
space.
You have a kitchen.
When
like,
I spend time in a brew cup.
Carol Custer Baggins walks back and sees, "Oh, orphans. Oh dear. Sorry, I got distracted. I thought I saw a restaurant nearby, and it wasn't a restaurant."
Whoa, guys. We should not forget why we're here, when we're here to clear our names, all right?
What is your point?
Carlos Tushigan, what the fuck?
He's losing a grip on reality here, Carlos.
I'm role-playing a troll, okay?
But Carlos is just confused because you've
totally changed
your voice completely after...
Well, you know, I took some artistic liberties, you know, and the revision of my voice, all right, so.
Revision, that'll be great with every person that we encounter again.
Yeah, exactly. Someone
feedback has to be implemented.
As you're making tea, one of the orphans stays. You see that Annie, the equivalent, she goes, "I won't stand for this. I won't stand for this." And she puts her things away and she runs off.
But can I kill her?
You can try. Do you want to kill her?
What the fuck?
You can attack her if you want. Starts to run away.
So we're not actually reading tea leaves?
You are, but only for one of them.
Okay, so the other one, do you want to do something or do you want me to hit it with a meatball?
Feel like
just give me the signal.
I feel like
just
a give big me, troll ogre
take
woman
the shot.
Can probably
take the
give me this,
shot.
Okay,
take
the shot. Give fine, me this symbol and I'll hit him with a meatball.
Take it.
Take the all shot. Okay. Right. Use a gift
okay,
dice.
Okay, I will do it. I'm going to roll dice, yeah. Yep. What die is it? What kind of die?
20. It's D20. Always 20.
Is it always D20?
Yeah, D20.
I love when a game has like one dice only that you roll.
16.
It is not a D20 you roll because gift dice are D6s.
Oh,
so
shit,
you roll
girl.
A D6. And you can roll as many dice
four.
As you'd like. Okay. So you roll four. So you create it and you have four uses of this meatball.
Okay.
So that and that spends a gift dice. So you expend a gift dice to do this. And now you have four uses of heavy meatball. You chuck one of the four pieces of the meatball you separate, I guess, from your meatball and chuck it and you knock out the child and they fall straight down. The two others look
asleep
confused.
With no nightmares.
Yes. Very
important.
Asleep.
Very important. This poor child. This poor orphan will have no bad dreams.
Mm-hmm. You were just trying to feed her, right?
Just a bad life.
Oh, no.
You see that the two orphans go over and pick up the meatball. Just eating the meatball off the ground. They split it.
Is it at least kosher? I feel like a tree.
They just fight to the death over this meatball.
Yeah, I feel like a tree man eating meat is kind of like ironic. Yeah.
Well, one person just looks maybe cursed to be slowly turning into a tree.
Is it more ironic for a tree person to be eating?
Do trees have parents? Because if he turns into a full tree, he won't be an orphan
Holy
anymore.
Shit. Do trees have parents? Oh my god, my mind is blown right now.
Absolutely blown.
Do trees have parents? This is the beginning of a Robert Frost poem or something.
So as you are doing this, and you are doing your tea leaves, you read your tea leaves.
What is the question that you would like me to ask?
I'd like...
A yes or no question?
I'd like to know, do I have parents?
Of course, let's find out.
Okay, you use your power...
Does this poor, sad, sickly boy have parents that love him?
Do you say you asked for parents?
Oh.
Have any people relate that, have any blood...
relations.
Parental figure.
Parental figure.
Okay, parental figure.
In the world, alive today.
So parental figure.
Any, what do you... Paternal.
But yeah, like, genetically...
Genetically paternal.
One of those things.
Stop trying to fuck with me.
Okay, so you ask for genetically paternal.
Does he have any legitimate parent in this world?
Okay, and the answer you get is yes.
You are not an orphan.
That's amazing. I can't believe... And then you hear a voice say, come on, kids. And then a fairy godmother appears in a magic school bus.
Oh, my God.
She's like through.
Oh, my God. We almost got run over by that.
Absolutely.
Watch where you're going.
Like the kid who's the tree, like, tries to run and he gets out of the way. But the one who's on his ankles, he can't get away and gets like hit by the bus. And the person steps out and he falls. He's like, it's like, don't worry, I'll fix it later, kids.
No, don't you know his ankles are twisted?
It's fine. I have a very high injury rate for my kids, but I'm always good at bringing them back. Much frazzle. Ex-fairy godmother. And she puts her hand out.
You're ugly.
I'm afraid to shake your hand.
Please roll a grace check.
Me?
Yes. Oh, for Glog.
A one.
That's a natural... That's success. That's a super success. A critical success. So you see that they attempt to cast magic at you.
Ever. No, a one is a critical success.
Wait, no. Yeah. Listen, the game doesn't know. You know, it's keep giving you low numbers. Yeah. It doesn't know that low is good. Yeah, let's keep it that way.
They attempt to cast magic on you, and you do rebuff it. The power of your beaver protects you.
I think it's just...
Can I penetrate his beaver's fur?
It's really not the power of my beaver. It's just my looks. Like,
no,
she's
your beaver's fur is a waterproof and magic proof.
Yes.
You see, she tries to use some magic and she goes, fine, you have a fairy godmother. Well, just because you are princesses doesn't mean you're special. What are you doing in the castle's shadow? These are my orphans, and even if he has parents, doesn't mean he's going to find them.
What does that mean, the castle's shadow? Doesn't the sun move from one side to the other during the day?
Well, it does, but...
Lady.
Is it always in the shadow?
Yes.
How could that possibly be?
The whole city's cursed. It rotates through the sun.
Lady, we don't have time for your curses.
The castle
we're in a mission.
Follows the...
We're very important mission. Very important mission. My ladyhood, it depends on it.
Custard Baggins looks at you and says, are you okay? Your
what
voice
has
changed.
What the fuck has happened to your voice?
Puberty.
You're going to lose this for us. You fucking god.
I just fixed it. Do you need a lozenge? I'm very good at making lozenges.
I'm a troll.
You need a lozenge.
Listen to me. As a lady... I need to clear my house name. You can keep your orphans and keep having them orphan into orphan things as long as you help us clear our names, okay?
Oh, okay, sure. I mean, I'm happy to help. You've caused such a commotion here. You've forced me to injure one of my children, which I then have to...
That was 100% to you. You came out of nowhere.
Looking for more orphans? Because I could supply it with orphans.
No, I don't need orphans.
Where are you going to get the orphans?
I'm a princess. I have ways.
I don't need orphans. I have plenty of orphans.
I can just tax the public for their children.
Kill
their parents. And then I have a limited supply of orphans.
All the orphans. It's fine. It's just I have a contract. I take them on fun, exciting adventures. And they steal money for me.
But you're a magical. Why would you want the money?
Because the system's rigged. You see, it's all bullshit. None of the magic matters. All of the fairy godmothers just give it to the rich people, and they don't give a shit about everyone else. So I decided, fuck the system. Who gives a shit? You see, this person has gone crazy.
But don't you just have your own magic that you can take care of yourself? Why do you want the money?
Well, fairy godmother magic is partially dictated by the types of wishes we can grant.
So you're saying you can't have everything you want? So you want some extra cash?
Kind of. I'm just kind of done with the whole bullshit. And I realized I could give people dreams, or I could just, like, give children the ability to steal money.
Listen, Grant.
I'm going to hit her with the heavy meatball.
Don't you dare.
Enough of your nonsense.
No, stop
scary,
it. Listen.
Crazy bitch.
Listen to me.
What?
We can forget about the mission. We need it.
You don't need her.
Yeah, we do.
No, she's crazy.
Yeah, so what? It doesn't matter.
She drives a school bus into children. I mean, she's of no use to us.
How does it matter to us? Listen, this adventure.
What exactly do you want to do? You want to hit more children with this bus?
I mean, it sounds exciting to complete it. Listen, I just want to get promoted. I know you've been on this job for like years and years.
There's no promoting. This is it. This is where I've.
Not with that attitude.
No, this is all the risk.
Not with that attitude.
Trust me, this is everything. This is you do this and then you die. That's
Look,
what we do.
Once,
that's our thing. That's
once
where we go. There's no
I go
end.
Up the ladder, I will help you out. I will just wait.
There's no ladder. There's no going up a ladder. You get down the ladder.
I literally see a ladder every time I walk by the office. So there
That's just the men's washroom.
You don't know that.
No, that's
I've never seen a man walk there, so I'm pretty sure it's the ladder.
No, because
and
they
once they get
climb up that they climb
you don't
up the
climb
ladder.
Ladders. You
Where
ladder.
Are you going to the bathroom?
Are you using the intern bathroom?
I'm using it. Yeah. What are you?
The intern bathrooms are somewhere
anyway,
else.
Anyway, back to the lady. What are we here for? We're here for the prince. Have you seen a prince by any chance?
I haven't seen any princes. My eyes and ears, all my orphans, have definitely seen people come in and
my
out of town.
My eyes, ears, and my not orifices, orphans.
However, what are you talking about? Why are you looking for a prince here in Castle's Shadow?
Because a prince was kidnapped. But back to the fact that this child has a parent, at least a one parent, and you are holding them kidnapped hostage.
Well, technically, now that you've told him he has parents, he can leave. It's a little annoying. My magic won't work. He's lost all of his skills. But my orphans, they get the ability to steal as long as they're orphans. So, it's kind of fucked him over now.
So he gets a nothing.
Yeah, unless you find his parents. And he looks at you like, can you help me find
That's
my
not
parents?
Our fucking mission. I'm sorry. Just that guy. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that's
really
what
bad.
You're saying.
I feel really bad, but...
Well, I mean, but maybe we do help him. Because I think that this is a hidden submission that the agency didn't tell us about. Why would this child just all of a sudden be here?
Oliver, there is a restaurant.
A what? A restaurant?
A restaurant that called the Olive Garden.
The Olive Garden?
The Olive Garden.
You think they'd let me in?
If you go there, you will find a shelter. And you
Wait,
will find the solace.
You...
And maybe...
Will I find...
When all is said and done, you might find and be reunited with your...
With my family?
Family.
Wait, for God's
my
sake,
familia.
I'm a fucking princess. Why can't I just, like, ask my servants to, like, you know, find the fucking
I fully
parents?
Intend to just indenture somebody to pretend to be the parent.
Oh, okay,
forever.
Okay, good.
Okay,
right, yes,
like, we're going to just hire somebody to be his parents.
All right.
Or whatever, or, like, wonderful. Force them to be.
All right, nice.
But, at least he won't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. I could finally have parents. Miss Frazzle, thank you for all the help you gave me.
Don't thank this crazy lady.
What?
She did not do a thing for you.
She gave me a roof over my head. Drippy. I was a little drippy, but it was
but
a
she
roof.
Probably stole you from her family.
She didn't steal me. Miss Frazzle finds poor and out of luck, grim tales. People have had unhappy endings walking the streets. And if they're children, she says, hey kid, want to work for me? And I said, yes. She goes, that's my system.
That's so fucking creepy.
What? Yeah, you haven't been here long enough. This is the castle's shadow. Anything goes here.
So in this castle's shadow, do you know of any criminal organization that is actually threatening? Not what you do, you fucking cat. But one that would kidnap not just little defenseless children, but actually a... powerful and protected prince right from the castle.
First of all, you'd have to give me some form of hint.
Look, I remember him just like it was yesterday. He has a
it
5-pack.
It was earlier today.
Yeah. No, you're asking about his criminal organization. I need a hint about who you're talking about, who could have stolen this.
There's a weasel. Something about the Onyx Weasel.
Onyx Weasel? Oh dear.
Did I say something wrong?
No, Onyx Weasel is correct. In the sense that I may know who you're talking about. There's an infamous thief. He's been in town for quite some time. The orphans have kept tabs on him because he's a thief, and I like to know what other thieves are doing in my town. And his name is Sneasel McWeasel. He was in town not too long ago, but he's gone missing ever since. I haven't seen him recently.
I have a feeling that this weasel, this Onyx Weasel, is related to this guy named Sneasel McWeasel. Call me crazy, but I
feel like, no, it makes no sense.
Fucking Carlos.
Yeah, what's up?
Make another note.
I'm making note.
No, do not make a note.
This is going to be a long complaint when this is filed.
I'm trying to be helpful. You're just throwing some weird, like, conspiracy theories around.
You see the orphan begins to walk away to ye olde Olive Garden. He says, thank you so much. What's your name? I didn't actually get your name.
Glug glug.
Do I really have to tell you?
You don't have to.
Okay, but don't say it too much. Don't spread it around.
Okay.
It's a chicken parmigiano.
Wow, what a beautiful name. Named after food. I wish I was named after food.
Well, there is something called a cheese twist.
Thanks, chicken parmigiano. And he starts to try to skip, and then he's like, oh, no, can't do that. And he slowly walks away, trying to get to ye olde Olive Garden. Well, if you're at all curious about where this... Sneasel McWeasel, man.
I feel like it's a dead end, but whatever. We have nothing else to do.
So we would like to see the Sneasel McWeasel.
Well, I happen to have known that they stayed for at least some portion of time at the Moldy Pumpkin.
You don't say.
Yes, it's in Castle Chateau.
Shut the fuck up, Cam. Oh my god, not the Moldy Pumpkin.
It's in town. I can tell you where it is. I can even say.
I know where it is. It's on the Kavanaugh's deck.
No, that's right.
All right.
I could send, let's send, do you want Christmas tree or do you want the other one who I forgot his name already? He's turning into a tree, doesn't matter.
There's one that looks like a tree and there's one that dresses as a Christmas tree.
There's one that dresses up as a Christmas tree and one that's turning into a tree and they're totally different.
Yeah.
Which one was the more normal?
I think the one that looks like a Christmas tree.
Okay. You will have the Christmas weirdo.
Okay. Christmas tree. Now, remember, this is a rental and points at the costume. Do not get it dirty.
Why the fuck is he wearing it in the first place? Why does he need it?
What was it for?
We want to know?
Something before.
A play?
Honestly, I'm totally satisfied with that answer and this conversation could be done.
They just look at you, and you're like, oh, that's still weird. There's something off about this child.
I'm going to throw a meatball at her face.
At Frazzle?
Yeah.
Roll the dice.
I've got three uses.
You throw one at her face, and this will knock her unconscious. So she goes and goes to sleep.
All right.
And you see that the kid who is turning into a tree looks at her and, like, takes his one little wooden leg and just, like, hits her in the side and goes... That's what you get for running me over. This is the 15th time this week.
I feel so bad for you children. I cannot make you leave, but...
I would run if I was you. I would fucking run right now and leave.
Where should we go? We've all had...
I don't know, anywhere.
But we've had unhappy endings. We can't go out of Castle's shadow without being accosted for our horrible deformities. You understand
this? Go into Olive Garden. Go to Olive Garden.
I'll go to Olive Garden.
Go to Olive Garden.
Family.
Okay. Wait, exactly. Go to, if you want a family, go to Olive Garden.
Okay. I'll go to Olive Garden. Slowly also.
Go to Olive Garden. When all of ye are there, verily thy are all the family.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go to Olive Garden. And he goes, quickly, Timothy, wait for me. And he starts to also make his way over. And then you, again, leave Frazzle.
I'll be like, listen, if you ever get hungry, here, take this. And then I just throw a bunch of planks at them because, you know, that's what viewers eat. But, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they're going to Olive Garden, which I guess the breadsticks is. basically.
It's pretty much like wood. So
they look at you and they go, thanks. And they struggle to carry it while me also using crutches.
And orphans everywhere. If you were looking for a family, go to Olive Garden.
No, oh my God, no, please stop, no.
Where verily thy our family.
If you're hungry, don't go in somebody's van or school bus.
Don't
go to Olive Garden. They'll take care of you.
Don't accept advice.
They're legally responsible. They're legally obligated to adopt you if you go to Olive Garden.
Please don't. Now we're going to ruin our Olive Garden sponsorship. So the orphans leave. You knock out Miss Frazzle. The down and out fairy godmother, Carol Custard Baggins, who's with you, is like, oh, I knew her in Fairy Godmother High School.
I completely forgot you were here, Carol.
Well, I didn't know what to do. I've just been it's overwhelming. I'm mostly good at creating food, enchanting food, animating food.
You don't want to say.
Wait, I have a question. If you're all godmothers in high school, does that all mean you were having teenage pregnancies? Or like, how does that work?
Actually, fairy godmothers are made off of a dream, a falling star. We're just born out of existing, out of dreams and hopes and wishes.
You like, you get pregnant through a falling star?
No, like, I guess a star gets pregnant first, and then you come out of the star.
Oh, so how do you have sex with a star? Like, which end do you? Oh,
we don't have sexual urges.
Not even one.
No, we're all like, it's probably a byproduct of the star.
Never used a dildo. I have a huge wooden tree. I am a princess. Listen, I have to listen. I no, have
hold
to
on,
save.
When did you take the time to like raid your own room?
I have to be. What do you call what women do before marriage? They need to keep being
chaste.
Yeah,
chaste, celibate.
I need
chaste.
To be celibate, celibate, whatever. But like I, I need to be celibate.
As they say in the Riverlands, I need to be celibate.
From the river to Celebi.
From the Celebi.
I need to be Celebi, but it doesn't mean I can enjoy wood once in a while up my ass.
Oh my. I've never even considered this sort of thing. Fairy godmothers just go to a high school and have a very inane sort of like high school experience, and then we all graduate.
High school's full of sex. High school is full of sex.
Not fairy godmother. Fairy godmother high school is like a bunch of middle-aged women going back to get their GEDs.
No. It's like the community, like off-season.
Yes,
season.
It's like a community college vibe. So yes, I was just so overwhelmed because I knew her and she's gone far off the wagon. I guess that's what's happened when the queen no longer gives you her blessing.
The queen has that power over the fairy godmothers.
The fairy godmother queen does, at least. And she directly gives the princess of Bright Castle their powers, their happy ending.
Who is this controlling bitch?
Oh, the fairy godmother queen is just, she's just the queen of fairy godmothers. I don't think she even has a name.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you right. make your way over to the moldy pumpkin, I assume.
Yeah.
So you let the orphans go off to the old Olive Garden.
Do you have an innate ability to not smell? Do you have an innate ability to plug my nose?
You arrive at the moldy pumpkin after traveling through Castle's Shadow for just a short while. The moldy pumpkin is a shoddy, slightly off-kilter building. It appears to have a lot of moss on it, and it is actually the... what seems to be the remains of a massive pumpkin carriage that essentially rotted and fell into place and was kept somehow functional and turned into a building in the shadow.
I like to think that all of these locations, these areas that we fall into, these worlds that Cap builds, are just his backyard.
You walk through what looks like a large set of wooden doors and enter a space that doesn't smell horrible, but smells a lot like, or a little bit like pumpkin pie.
So it's like Arthur and the Minimoids. This is happening right now.
A little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg.
Smells fine.
Yeah, it smells fine. It's actually kind of nice. Seems to be updated. Candles
everywhere. They updated the moldy pumpkin. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
We updated it. That's nice.
Renovation.
That's
a death anniversary.
They're really thinking about the future of this moldy pumpkin. They're thinking, it's molding. We're only going to get 10 more years out of this tops. We got to start doing some renovations.
Quick segue.
It's like your building.
Hold on. There's a diner next to me. It's like a block away. And they serve like $3 or like $3.50 like breakfast. Okay. And it's like full on, like sausage, coffee, I don't know, bread, something, whatever, jam. And it's just like the most shit show of a place ever. There's like two like servers, like bunch of tables. It's like really whack. And like I just, I went to a different place today for like a birthday brunch. And the server there, she was telling me that she worked in that, you know, like the first place I mentioned. And she's like, yeah, that place should really be shut down because they give you like moldy sour cream and stuff like that. They literally just scrape it off and like they just they're like mold. Okay, just remove and give it to you. And I'm like, ugh.
So that's what's happening here.
In the walls, in the floors, in the all right.
You see a lot of like
what's the health inspector grade?
They don't even have a health inspector thing in the window, which as a owner of Ye Olde Olive Garden, you find offensive.
It's like, how are they even operating?
Yeah. Well,
how is that even possible?
People don't come down to the castle's shadow. Or if they do, they get jumped by Miss Frazzle and the orphans.
But you just imagine the fucking health inspector that's like walking there with this clipboard. And he's like, I'm going to go check out. I guess I'm going. Oh, it's the intern. It's the new guy.
Yeah, new guy.
It's like, I'm about to go check out, you know, the shadow, the castle shadow restaurants. Like, are you sure? Like, nobody wants to go down there? Like, usually two of us handle this region, like the size of an area.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. Like, you've got it, Will. You've got it.
So go down, immediately jumped by a bunch of people, thrown under the pile of pirate bodies.
Poor Willem.
Yeah, poor Willem. Willem the inspector.
Poor Willem the...
Fool. Oh, Willem Dafoe. I like that.
Oh my god. I get that reference.
You see a woman who is running this bar and tavern space. They are wearing a looks like a nice white simple plain dress, but a little bit like covered in soot. Their hair blonde and trying to be kept up in a bun, but is a little bit disheveled because they're working moving things. There aren't a lot of staff here. It's a little busy. It is Witches Night, so there's a bunch of women who are here just drinking cocktails and watching like a performance that's happening on a mini stage.
It has to be a strip show. Come on.
It's like it's a strip show that's kind of happening in the bar. And you are immediately aghast.
Is it a class of strippers?
There's like three pigs and they're just like, you know, stripping. They're stripping their houses in front of them.
But are they like class strippers?
I mean,
I don't know what that means.
Read your goddamn...
Do you remember your mission statement?
Wait, I forgot. Oh, shit.
The issue reminds you about your mission statement.
No, I remember.
Carlos,
I just
make it up.
Wait.
Yeah.
Grass sniffers? Class strippers? Oh! Class strippers.
They're not really class strippers here, but
they're not very classy.
I will remind you that you did meet a bunch of orphans who happened to steal items from rich people and maybe strip them of their clothes.
No, it doesn't.
They
make
also
sense
had a lot
to
of coats, like way too many coats. They were wearing way too many coats at once.
No, it doesn't feel good about that. I don't know. Not for me. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
But yes, Witch's Night.
No, we'll have to keep looking.
You see that there's a chicken, and the chicken is going over and trying to hit on a witch. And as you walk in, you see the chicken kind of going, and also please roll for chicken parmigiano, please roll a grace, because you're trying to pick up what's happening.
I am not very graceful. A natural 20, it's an instant fail.
Yeah, so you don't know what's being said at all. You get distracted by the stripper you get distracted by the stripper on stage. There's a handsome kind of raven-haired man who's taking off his classy European outfit and kind of jangling what looks like little nipple tassels in your face.
Gumby, are you seeing this? Are you seeing what's happening?
Oh yeah, I'm seeing that. Show me more.
And the chicken
can't look
hits
away
on this witch, and the witch kind of goes, snaps their fingers, and the chicken turns into like another animal entirely. It just turns into a little pig, and he's like, okay. And then he puts off the table and goes over to another witch, trying to get their attention.
And then they turn him into another animal.
And then after he costs them enough, they kind of go snap their fingers.
Yeah.
And then they turn him into another animal.
Oh my god.
So I'm mesmerized right now by the show.
I have a question. Does that animal have a 5-pack or one blue eye?
No.
That's our prince.
What was the first
one? He has
one
blue
eye
and a 5-pack.
A 5-pack.
Yeah. I've inspected it, like, a lot during the ball.
What, a 5-pack of what?
Like, abs?
Like, you know, like, those little tummy things. Like, tummy...
No, I don't know what you're lumps. Talking about.
Tummy buns.
Tummy lumps.
Yeah.
I just have one big lump. You tell me I can have 5?
You can have up to 11.
How do you get more?
Anyway, I want to go talk to that pig-chicken-animal sure. hybrid.
Okay, you walk over. You see that they've become now a monitor lizard, and they're making their way over, and you step in front of them. Hey, what are you doing here?
It's Yelza Meatball. Oh, my God.
I'm looking for Prince.
I don't fucking know. I'm trying to hook up with a witch. Get out of the way.
Why do you want to hook up with a witch?
He puts his little claw up to his face and tries to get you to come down to whisper.
Okay, I come down.
I have a little bit of a fetish.
Oh, okay, so you're not useful to us there, whatever, okay.
You see, he kind of, you're mesmerized by the show, and this lizard goes, I'm trying to get over to this the other one. I've okay. talked to like four
listen,
of the women
listen,
here.
Listen, how
here
about this? I help you with the witch deal, and you, wait, well, also, what? Who are you, by the way?
Oh, like... I am the Prince of Meatball. In fact, if you help me, I can make sure you get a spicy
like
meatball as a present.
Well, did you find anything yet?
I found Prince Meatball here.
And I look
shirtless. No fucking way.
Oh, shit. No. And the monitor lizard starts running like a little bit away, trying to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you should try to reach. Get him.
Oh, try and grab him.
Okay. I'll try to resolve. Resolve. Come on. Resolve,
trying to grab him quickly.
You get the best, so...
A 9, so it's a success.
Yes, you pick him up, and he goes, shit, no, I'm not here. I'm a lizard. Mlem. Mlem.
Mlem. Meatball, where did you go?
I think
this lizard ate him. I think he's inside of the lizard.
I came back to hit on the witches.
You fucking freak, you. Why you left our entire family to go to prison?
I come here almost every day. I came here yesterday and you didn't fucking notice.
Yeah, but you left the meatball right where the prince was stolen.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, I didn't. I was here the whole day.
Well, then somebody framed you knowing that you would leave a meatball.
What?
You're too fucking brazen. Everybody can see what you do. They know where you would be. And they were thinking... Oh, we can pin this on a meatball because a meatball is a fucking meathead.
Am I in trouble? Am I in trouble? You see, he gets a little nervous and he poops a little bit of meatball out of his butt.
Exactly.
Wait, a little bit of your brother's coming out of that lizard. Oh, God.
No, I'm just having a moment.
I need to squeeze him.
I will try to squeeze the lizard
a
for
little
more
bit more meatball.
Exhibit the B. If you keep doing that, you're just gonna squeeze it all out of him like a tube.
Ouchie, cool. Don't, please. Get custom baggins, please help me. And you go, I don't know if I should get involved in family affairs.
That's right, stay out of this.
Okay, I'm being careful. I will watch the show, it's very
I need you to come back.
Why?
And tell us what you knew.
This may be a problem.
Face a trial and get my parents out of the prison.
Then this may be a problem. First of all, I don't know if they would want to see me. I've been kind of bad-mouthing Ye Olive Garden in the house.
Cause... That's okay, because when you're there, we are all virally family. What the fuck is
I'll
this?
Vouch for you.
We need to find a better, more catchy...
Yes, please. And also, I can't leave. I came here yesterday, but then I came home. And then I came
you
here today.
You came home last night.
I did. I was here. I was there during the
You were there
ceremony.
Today, and then you left. At what time?
I left before the show, basically a couple hours before.
So you couldn't have a bean upstairs leaving meatball pieces?
No, I was
I don't
alone.
Think they will believe, though, the story.
And I couldn't even leave this place. When I got cursed into my first animal form, I was stuck here. I couldn't go.
When did that happen? Who cursed you?
I came back and I turned to hit on the woman. I thought, oh, great. And then I spoke to them and then I got turned into a small little, you know, little shrew. And then I talked to another witch and they kept turning me into animals. And I was like, shit, fuck. But I could leave. So I thought maybe I'll just keep going with it. Maybe someone's really into this. And he starts rubbing his like lizard body.
So we know it wasn't Meatball. We already knew
that. Well, we knew that it doesn't help us. Meatball.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen Prince.
No, I was speaking to the
The person over there, it's a but the bartender. There's rooms here. Maybe they know if anyone has stayed here.
The bartender. Yeah, that's a good idea. They usually
You don't. Really want a drink right now while we're on the job?
No, I it's not about the drinks. It's about...
Carlos, make a note.
Oh, no, stop it.
Making a note.
I got my voice. I hate speaking like this right now.
You should speak like your regular voice.
I forgot. Okay, you know what? For all intents and purposes, let's just imagine I always speak like with the... But like, I'll just not do that because I can't do that anymore. Listen, I go to the bartender.
Okay.
What's their... How do they look like? Are they hot? Are they a weasel?
They are kind of a little bit of soot on their white dress. They have blonde hair.
Oh, it's that bitch.
The blue eyes. They're just preparing the
Discount
bar.
Discount Cinderella.
They look at you and they say, what's up? You want a drink?
Barkin' Bin Cinderella.
Well, I would like to know if there have been any royal parties into this moldy pumpkin.
Not that I know of, but why are you asking?
What about... organized criminals that like to kidnap wealthy dignitaries.
I don't tell people who's staying in my establishment. I have a reputation here.
Listen, the weasel owes me money.
Yeah, but if you don't tell this thing...
Beautiful lady.
Where they are, you will be responsible to pay his debt.
You're both princesses, not from here. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of a bunch of prissy... Uptight,
as she's saying
stupid.
That I like fucking like I'm like you know I'm yeah. like I'm like showing my oak fucking hatchet yeah. staff
see,
like
just
pulling out a sword.
You but see this a meatball? I the power that I have in my single meatball is better more than you have in your entire body.
Are you have a fairy godmother?
I have two fairy godmothers.
Oh shit.
And a bunch of orphans.
And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take yeah. again I only have two meatballs left, but I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna throw it at Meatball.
He's like as a lizard crawling on a table and just gets hit in the head with a meatball and just falls off, goes clatter, 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 clatter. Is like onto the ground. Oh, shit. Well, actually, that's helpful. Okay, wait, maybe we come to a deal. Maybe we come to a deal. My name is Cigarette Butt. Nice to meet you. I run the Molly Pumpkin. And yeah, and I have been having the hardest time dealing with that stupid piece of shit. And she points at the lizard. Okay, he's been in here accosting patrons the whole day. And I haven't been able to get him to leave because someone cursed him. But I think I know who did it, but I'm too busy running the tables and managing the thing. Maybe you could speak to them.
Yeah, you're really overworked here.
I am.
There was
so
a misunderstanding.
Overworked.
How do we help you?
Let us handle it.
Well, if you could go speak maybe to the person I think who cursed him first, which is the witch over there. You see a little homely-looking witch, this witch sitting in the corner with big, like, bottle cap glasses and very scraggly green hair and a little bit of, like, wart and a little bit of a like, angular features. And she's just sipping a cocktail and staring at the lizard, but not going anywhere near him. I don't know what's up, but she's just been weird the whole day.
All right. Let's go check it out. We will handle this.
Thanks. Her name's Ethel, I believe.
Ethel. Wait, is the name ringing a bell?
Ethel.
Ethel. Hold on.
Ethel. 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 Carlos? Ethel?
Yeah, just checking records. According to agency records, Ethel is... her full name's Ethel Spew. Title, The Witch of the West Quadrant of Wall Market and Lonely Successful Businesswoman. I don't know what that's about, but that seems to be her title.
Bonjour, Ethel.
That's a French name, right?
Ethel.
Hi. Ethel. You speak French?
No, I am actually from Italia.
Wait, oh, that's fascinating.
I'm French, though.
What? Why?
Je m'appelle Princess Glug Glug.
Nice to meet you.
Beaucoup voulez. Comme si, comme ça.
I don't speak French. What's happening? I don't understand.
Oh, you don't speak French?
No, I don't.
Well, then why did you ask if we did? You just
I don't know. I'm stressed. I don't know.
What is going on? Can we calm your nerves?
Well, I just have been having a hard day.
Oh, you don't say. We also have been having a very hard day.
Really?
Yes, we've been accused of horrible misdeeds.
Oh, dear.
My entire family was locked away.
That's terrible. My whole family...
And then you turned my cousin into a newt.
Oh, no, but I... It was a misunderstanding. He just came up to me so brazen and I didn't know what to do.
Well, you didn't have to turn him into a newt.
I panicked. That's what I do when anyone makes me confused.
So what, What is the matter with you?
I've been staring at him this whole time. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to him, but I'm so nervous.
Staring at
the
who?
Are you into him? Wee wee.
No! And you see flush red as she like hides behind
who
a little
is this?
Cup.
A war cock?
No, I don't like a war cock. War cock is too muscly. I don't care about
you
that.
You don't like his five pack?
No,
you prefer a single pack?
Meatball's sweet. Then he smells a little like garlic, which is really nice.
Oh, and you like a meatball?
Well, how about this?
My sleeping friend
yes,
over there.
Yes, and he put his finger in my drink and it tasted a little like a bolognese
sauce. A little salty and oregano.
Yeah, it was really cool. Tomato. I was like, that's fun. Maybe he's magical?
He's definitely magical. He's been turned into a newt.
Yes, it's true. All the other witches just, they don't understand. I get him. I just am so nervous. I don't know what to even say to him.
That's all right. You don't have to say anything. He is unconscious, so you can just take it.
What?
No,
what?
I've already knocked him unconscious with the meatball, so you can take a meatball.
But I want to know, when he wakes up, what do I say?
All you must say is, your eyes look like meatballs.
Okay.
I love meatballs.
Okay. I think I could do that.
And he will fall deeply in love with you. He
give,
already
give
is
her your meatball so that, you know, she can give, her... give the meatball the last third
no,
meatball.
No, I'm not fucking doing that.
Why not?
I wasted dice on this shit.
So you're
saying... It's going to seal the deal.
If I take him out of the building to my home and I waken him with my elixirs and I say, your eye... smell of meatball.
Your eyes look
so hot.
Look alike a meatballs. But he loves you already, so basically you don't have to.
What?
No,
me.
I'm saying.
He loves me?
No, I'm saying if you say that your eyes look like meatball.
He would be already in love.
He would be in love.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you can't defend.
But not if you don't say that. And not if you don't.
Don't freak her out. Stop this. Oh. Yeah, she's a troubled woman.
Maybe you could assure me in some way that he'd be interested in someone like me.
I can see the future.
Oh, that would be great.
I could brew you a magical tea.
Okay, yeah.
And read the leaves to you, and you could ask me one yes or no question.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so what type of tea would you like to make? What tea do you chicken parmigiano make?
It's rooibos with the sprig of thyme.
Oh, okay. They drink it.
Some people might say disgusting combination. Some people might say it will start a trend.
Okay. She drinks it. Oh, a little gross, but fine. Okay. What's the question?
I didn't ask for your opinion.
Oh, sorry. What's the question?
Ask me the question, and then I will read the tea leaves.
Does Meatball want to get married?
Oh. Wait, you don't actually have to... Hold on. You don't actually have to use your ability. You can just be like, oh, yes, the leaf magic said
yeah.
Yeah,
I just totally realized that.
That would be grace. You have to use grace to try and lie. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If I say yes, does that... Can I control the future? Like, can I choose?
No.
Does Meatball love him? Want to get married?
Wait, but do
you
we
know
care?
Meatball does not want to get married, but you know that he'd be totally down to hook up with her.
Yeah.
Because he's a piece of shit.
Like, he's a piece of meatball.
Yeah.
Different.
I'm having some psychic interference. It seems like I do not have the answer to that question, but I do have an answer to another question.
Oh, that's great.
He would love to rock your world.
He'd love to play with my witch's cauldron?
He would love to play with you. He would love to plunge his meatballs into your witch's cauldron.
Oh, dear! And you see she, like, drops her drink and goes, oh, okay. Well, I've never had any form of physical intimacy before.
No, so. Absolutely shocking.
So I think I should absolutely take... Okay. I'll take him to my house. That's what I'll do. Yeah. When do you need him back by?
Oh, it's fine.
Take
I don't
your time.
I don't mind. You just need to, you know, maybe sometime next week, several years from now. Is okay.
Sure. Yes, I'll I'll keep that in mind. That's
on the 72nd of November.
Yeah, sir, that's a good, yeah, the 72nd of November.
Sir, I think that means I just get him forever, right?
Forever and ever.
No, not for until the 72nd, whatever that
sure. Whenever that comes, okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay,
I'll go. Riddance to that fuck, I mean, your lovely union.
Okay, I'll go get him. Oh, this is so exciting. You see, she goes off her stool, goes and picks up the lizard by the body and just starts walking out of the tavern. And because she's the one who cursed him, okay. She turns him into Meatball,
yeah. The
man, and then walks him through the threshold Meatball the man, and walks him through the doorway. And then you see Cigarette Butt comes over and goes, good job. I thought you guys were going to be kind of, well, like most princesses.
What are you trying to imply here?
Self-absorbed.
Pretty. Privileged.
Sure.
We're none of that.
We're none of these things.
We're no except for one of them.
Okay, sure.
Self-absorbed, maybe.
Bitch, no, it's pretty.
So you wanted info? Sure. Anyways, I'll help at least as much as I can. Sneasel was here. Sneasel McWeasel happened to rent a room. He was renting it for a while. He actually met with an accomplice of his a couple times, talking to a guy called Daddy Jazz Hands. Famous magic item crafter in town. I don't know what they did. I just know that they would meet here from time to time. A couple days ago, he just didn't come in, and I haven't seen them since.
He did not come in.
Yeah, Daddy Jazz Hands. He used to come here all the time. He'd come a lot for Warlock Night because he was a big fan of Warcock, but also he came here for the other shows we have.
Do you know any place they like to hang out?
Well, Daddy Jazz Hands has a warehouse. He makes illicit magic items for people in Castle's Shadow. So if he's there, he could be in his workshop.
Perfect.
I'll give you the address. Please. He writes down on a napkin, gives it to you, says, go there.
These are nice napkins. Wait. Did you get the logo embossed on? There's a pumpkin on here. That's very nice, a touch.
I'm actually a very good seamstress. I made a lot of...
beautiful embroidery. And also, your establishment doesn't smell like moldy shit.
Thank you. I've been trying really hard to get the mold out, just like to deal with it. Like, I'm stuck here ever since.
Have you thought about the name you change?
Why?
Never mind.
It's thematic today. You, I assume, just follow the directions on this napkin to go to the warehouse. You make your way there and you find Daddy Jazz Hand's warehouse. It is a large structure in Castle's Shadow. It's not like a multi-story structure, but it's quite large of a footprint.
Would you say that it casts a large shadow?
It casts a large shadow within Castle's Shadow. And it has a front door, and the front door seems to have like a metal gatehouse that looks a lot like a spider web image, almost like design. And there is an enchanted knocker that appears to be on the door, and it has a spider image on the sort of knocker handle.
I mean, do we just go and like knock on it?
No. This is the time to review your brief, because you would notice that somewhere in our brief, it says the agency drop site is obfuscated, possibly by a big spider. And I'll let you connect the dots.
I'm trying to see where... Oh, yeah.
You've also, the agency also notes that you've missed two options or two opportunities for you to acquire essential items for your quest, Agent Yellow, Gumbaj Yellow.
Well, okay, why me? What about him? Why is it always me?
I mean...
Wait, have you missed opportunities?
No, I mean, I definitely, like, I still have a favor to call in from my fairy godmother.
True. Custer Baggins is with you and she's like, I don't like spiders.
Oh, you don't say. You don't like the spiders.
They're just not good for baking.
No, they're not good for baking. They eat all the sugar. They eat all the gumdrops.
Yeah, it's true. You want me? I could knock. I'm a magical person.
I think I could just throw my big bushy beaver into it and see what happens, you know?
Have the beaver knock? Sure.
Yeah. I grab a beaver and I like pokeball him.
Hey, man,
like,
do whatever you want.
So the beaver grabs the knocker, knocks it, and the spider goes, go away. No one is in today. Go away.
Not very convincing.
Oh, shut
spider.
Up. It's fine. I'm not here. Go away. I'll call the shit, we don't have police down here. I'll call the...
Well, you know, if he's not here, we can just rob the place, right? Because there's no one there. Hello?
Can we not just smack it with the larger frying pan?
I'm just going to go
you
in.
You could try. Do you want to try to break the lock? Or
I'm going
to
try.
Yeah, I'm going to try to squash. You sure. Want to squash a spider? Here, take this frying pan.
Okay, roll your, in this case, it'd be resolve, because that's for attacking.
Do you want me to do it or do you want to do it?
I'll do it, because I have really high resolve.
I rolled a 20.
That is a fail.
Oh, no.
So the frying pan cracks in your hand and breaks in half.
I should have skipped the arm day. What about you?
I would try my... Oh, fuck. I'll try my best. 6, which is actually lower than 11.
So having been quite injured by the cracked, broken frying pan, you do just kind of knock it with your dagger and it cracks finally and breaks off. And you see that the face thing goes... Go away, as you open the gate and I assume continue going into the warehouse building.
Yes, yes.
As you
enter... You did your best, but you did not deter us from our, where we want to go.
You see that there is a large, what appears to be magical-looking spider web, and in the spider web there is what looks like a arcane sigil, some form of magical sigil. Custer Baggins looks at this and says, some form of security system. I'll see if I can get through it. She touches it, and you see that she disappears.
Well,
classic Custard.
That sucks. That sucks for us, because I really don't have another fairy godmother. I was lying back there when I said I had to. I really don't.
Can I try to...
Why don't you touch it?
Throw my hatchet at it?
No. You can go up and touch it.
You do it. I have all my life to live. You're like...
You're literally like... Probably like 5 minutes ago, I couldn't get you from like, I just wanted, like, let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let's just go do it. Let's just do everything.
Okay, fine.
Let's just go do everything. Stop thinking about things. Just do it.
I go to peer pressure.
So you touch it and you disappear as well. Do you also touch it?
Fuck. Man, finally some peace and quiet.
The beaver looks at you. Starts to push you towards the sigil.
Yeah, this is driving me mad. It's like you want it, and then once you get it, you're alone.
Starts protecting, crying.
All right. Remember this. Just suck it. Just soak it up. All right, I'm going to touch it.
Okay, you touch it. Teleport in. You arrive in sort of an alternate demiplane of this, and Carol Custer Baggins is crying, going, I don't understand. and you see in the writing on the cobwebs, like Charlotte's Web, you see a thing written in it. And it says, what do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
Fisherman?
A
no.
Fish, sir? Fisherman?
Fisherman?
No.
A fish wearing a bow tie.
Which you can use in this case.
Hold on.
A virtue.
Bitch, doesn't understand.
Drop fucking riddles
what
onto
do you call thing. A fish wearing a bow tie?
I thought of everything. A fish, a man.
a bow tie.
I only know food. I gave it 50 different recipes for salmon and it didn't understand me.
A fish in a bow tie.
I mean, like a tie is, you know, like fish usually looks kind of like a tie anyway.
You would use wits if you want assistance.
All right, let's do it.
We don't need no wits. We got it.
Give us a hint. I need a wits. I'm gonna wits this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm actually, I don't have to use my own wits because I can use the wits of Chicken Parmesan because they got pretty good wits. Yeah, 9 is lower than 14.
So you remember that this guy's name is Daddy Jazz Hands, and you realize this kind of seems like a joke.
Wait. Daddy Jazz Hands.
You think maybe this is a dad joke?
I know, but still, I still don't know. Like, okay, like.
Fish daddy? Fish father fish?
Fishy gentleman?
It's a dad joke, but I'm not.
I'm curious if you can figure it out.
I'm not a father, okay? I can't come up with. I can't just. Do you have kids?
Do I look like I have kids?
Carol Custer Baggins goes,
I don't know, talk about personal lives.
I have so many children. I have the whole Don Parmigiano family. Why? I don't understand.
Okay,
what is it? I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Do you want to try again? You go.
Okay,
you go,
I'll get another hint. My wits are like not the best, but I'm gonna use my Jimmy Neutron fucking.
Oh my god!
Like,
I can't. Yeah, we're gonna die. We're gonna die on this hill.
I failed.
Okay.
We're gonna die on.
So
this
I will give you the
fish.
one.
One more hint. One more hint.
Okay. Which is two one word, and you think maybe this word would work with this prompt. Sophisticated.
Fishticated.
So what would you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
Sophisticated?
That's what I thought.
You are correct.
Wait, actually?
Which means that
no,
chicken parmigiano,
no, you motherfucker.
You
oh
transform
my God.
Into a fish wearing a bow tie. You can still whoa. Speak, but you are drowning, and we'll have three minutes.
I don't know what to do about what is happening. Like,
and then the words change, and they say, what did the castle maid say when they jumped out of the closet?
Don't answer this, or you might fall out of
the... I'm not gonna transform into a maid. What the fuck is that? You drowned?
Just to knock down these cobwebs and get the fuck out of here.
You want to try?
Wait, what did the maid say?
Yeah, what did the maid? What did the castle maid say when they jumped out of the closet?
Cock.
So what do you say when you jump out to
out of the closet?
Out of like
I'm a gay
for like a surprise party. What do you say?
Surprise.
Okay. Use that as a base.
Usurper rise.
That's castle maid.
Castle but supper.
Supper is rise. It's supper. Wait.
What
is this so
you
stupid?
You
want to
do another
right
grace? Another oh check?
Wait, yeah. Why are my so
why
stupid?
Our brains are like melting
I
right
now. I don't think I get dad jokes. I'm sorry. Hold
I
on.
Usually am pretty. Oh, I just totally wrecked that. I got 17.
Okay, well, try wits check. Well,
I fucking want to get it myself. One second.
You need
we can take your time.
Surprise, yo.
It's stupider.
It's stupider?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Your hint was surprise.
I feel like it's supper related. I don't know. Motherfucker, I don't know. I'm cheating on your king.
You have another hint?
Yes. What do you put in a closet?
Jackets. Clothes.
Clothes.
That sounds similar to surprise.
Sounds suits? Like surprise. Suit prize?
The beaver is going to guess it because you failed. So the beaver goes... And Custer Bagman goes, what? Supplies?
Oh my god, no.
The beaver looks around as you see all of the rusty tools on the ground animate and begin to attack the beaver. So I need you to roll a grace check for your beaver.
No, everybody stop.
No. Before we get into that, can you fucking explain how supplies is the pun?
They put supplies in the closet.
Okay, when the maid, the castle maid jumps out of the closet, she... screams yeah. supplies.
Why is the castle and the maid is all misdirections? These are all red herrings.
Maybe he's trying to fuck with you in a security system.
Okay, but also 9 to make more resolve.
Okay, 9
supplies
for grace of the beaver.
Oh, it's still 9. It's still good. Yeah.
So it's fine. So you see the beaver dodges rusty tools and instruments as again the bouncing fish that is chicken parmigiano blubbers.
Dad jokes will haunt me tonight.
The final dad joke will appear. What did baby corn say to mama corn? And as you're thinking about this, the whole room starts to fill with unpopped corn kernels.
Wait, what does baby corn say to mama corn? Where's daddy corn?
No, what did baby corn say to mama corn? You have probably about 2 minutes before
bitch,
the whole room fills
what
with
the
popcorn.
Fuck are you talking about? Hold on. How is it not where's daddy corn?
Why would it be
there's
where?
Just too many things that they could say.
Who is daddy corn?
Head to...
roll your wits and why also is roll daddy another corn? Grace check for your beaver to see if it's injured by the attacking.
Oh, I got a 9, so we're good.
I got a 9 too, actually, again.
Okay.
Two hits.
So, again, dodging the weapons that are being thrown at it.
Yeah.
The room is being filled currently with popcorn.
Where's popcorn?
Where's a pop?
Oh, no. It was yeah, just where's popcorn? Popcorn.
Where's popcorn?
So where did you find those puns? Oh, like on some shitty like
oh, yeah,
Reddit
on a website.
Oh my god! I swear to God.
So you see the enchantments end.
Where's popcorn?
The popcorn fades. The beaver's no longer attacked. Parmigiano, you no longer are a fish, but you are on the ground.
Also, there was popcorn in the room. I mean, this is. This is on us. That one was on us. The first the first two are fucking ridiculous.
I did forget to say there were supplies everywhere, so that is my fault.
He's like, afterwards, he's like, and also all of the brooms and all of the supplies start animating.
The supplies.
My bad.
Yeah.
Agency forgot.
And then what was the, why am I throwing it through a fish? Well, that was about that.
And then you're no longer a fish. And then you see
honestly, if you ever get a chance to be a fish for just for a little while, I would highly recommend it. Yeah. You appreciate everything after.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I even missed your company.
Isn't it like you're choking? No, like, just like constantly choking on air?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I even missed just being here, having so this conversation you. With you.
In this moment of dying.
Yeah. Yeah, because I felt like, I just felt like it's like somebody stepping on your chest.
You see the cobwebs fall and everything suddenly brightens up again. Carol Custer Baggins is like, those were horrible. I hated all of them. Why? And then you see that out of the shadows, coming kind of in front of a work table, and what looks like an oddly placed, just like Coca-Cola vending machine that shouldn't be there, a massive spider put their hands up doing jazz hands and go, hey, I'm not looking for trouble. I just, please. The money's in the safe, and just behind them, assuming you're coming here to rob them.
We don't want your money. We do want some sort of penance for your shitty dad jokes.
What? They're great! No, they're not. No, they're not. Carol Custer Baggins starts to summon magic, and we end there as you now have it pissed off fairy and fairy godmother, and this massive spider just trying to avoid you killing him. And that's where we'll end for now, Asians.
Do you think he writes these jokes?
Oh, yeah, it's made in spider silk.
No.
He literally wrote every one of them.